Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from Fiji, here at the Fijian Islands for the 6th Pacific Urban Forum, and talking to deadly delegates from all around the globe, you could say. Yes, fantastic. Very important about global climate. It is real, and the work that needs to be done after beautiful conversations at this forum. And look, there's been a lot of talk for the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years regarding global warming, and we need action. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Mazarina Abdulaked, Secretary General, EROF, Eastern Asian Regional...
Eastern Regional Organization. Thank you.
Organization. Planning and Human Settlement. Thank you very much, Mazarina. Thank you for the conversation. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
We ask in Australia, with our First Nation people, who you mob, where you're from, who is Mazarina?
Well, I'm from Malaysia, born and raised in Malaysia, mm-hmm. and in a small town named Taiping, okay. In a northern state of Malaysia, where the state called Perak.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful. Acknowledge your ancestors and thank you for being here. You're the Secretary of General EROF.
Yeah.
Tell us your position and let's talk about EROF and the vehicle it is, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Trevor. So basically, I am the Secretary General of EROF. EROF stands for the Eastern Regional Organization for Planning and Human Settlement. So EROF is basically a UN-registered body for the built environment in the Asia-Pacific region.
Mm.
So we are noted with multidisciplinary
yes.
Organization, which resulting in organization with various skills and experience with currently 7 different chapters across the globe, across Asia-Pacific,
yes.
namely Australia, Malaysia, Pakistan, Japan, Korea, and recently is Pacific Islands. And also, there's another one which I can't remember offhand now.
Sure.
But yeah,
it's growing. It's growing.
Yeah, it's growing.
Which is a good thing.
And we're going into Nepal soon, and mm-hmm. we're looking at going into China, India, and the rest of other countries. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we're talking about EROF, when we're talking about planning and human settlements, we are talking about, well, protecting Mother Earth,
yep.
but protecting human beings living yep. on Mother
yep.
Earth,
yep.
And, of course, global climate, mm. how real it is,
mm.
and the globe, if not first world countries, mm. governments need to act in this space.
Yes, of course, definitely. That's why we are. Europe is also keen in to support climate action. And we have dedicated international committee to support different country chapters, specifically in developing strategies towards climate action
mm.
Programs and whatnot. So we have, since we have many expertise in different countries, this is where we channel our experts to the countries that are needed, you know, much
yes.
to learn about, like we heard this morning from... Victor Stephenson,
yes. Yep,
from different country indigenous people where, you know, the mitigation, the solutions are very natural based.
Yes.
And that can be emulated, as you said earlier, to other countries, which
exactly.
we previously do not know the method and knowledge. But now, since we are, you know, here with the knowledge transfer and with the knowledge sharing, we would be able to bring that back to other countries as well where our chapters are.
Fantastic. So, so very important. So being the Secretary General for IROF, you work closely with the President, International President of IROF, and that's Dr. Emel Dadek,
yeah,
who spoke, keynote speaker, spoke this morning, yeah, also performed this morning,
exactly,
as well. Beautiful voice and powerful. He seems like a real go-getter, but passionate about the cause.
Yeah, yeah. Our President, Dr. Emel Dadek, is... not just our president of Europe, but he is also the vice governor of East Java, which where the population like almost 40 million.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, huge. So it's even bigger than more than Malaysia itself.
Mm,
you know,
powerful.
Yeah, powerful. So he is quite a believer in climate action.
Yes.
He works very closely with other 33 municipal council within the East Java. So he is promoting all this sustainable movement and also climate action program throughout the East Java province. So, yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
When we talk about global climate, we talk about, I as a First Nation man from Australia, the Big Island, have got connection family ties to the Torres Strait Islands. They are screaming out for seawalls because their islands are sinking.
Mm.
That in itself should show that the importance and the urgent of the matter.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, Europe being the international office being based in Malaysia,
yes,
but we're having, you know, members all across other countries, and we also want to make sure that Europe supports all the members across the Asia Pacific region. You know, that is why Dr. Emel, the President, and myself, the Secretary General, though we are living, you know,
abroad,
we want to show our support and want to make sure that the climate action initiatives are not just being discussed at Keynes at a workshop,
sure,
and not just being brought to this forum, which is the Pacific Urban Forum, but we want to make sure that whatever that been discussed here will be a lead-in discussion into the Asia Pacific Urban Forum, you know, to make sure that, you know, not just the mitigation adaptation at the local level being discussed,
sure,
but we're going to make sure that in order that to be implemented, the policy, the decision from the, you know, the state level, the national level,
of
are
course
also being lined out or outlined accordingly in,
yes,
order to support the implementation.
Fantastic. So very important. And that group then can approach the governments of the world, United Nations, for the finance, for the work to be
exactly
done.
Exactly, exactly. That nicely linked to the morning session where we talk about the climate finance, you know,
yes,
how,
yes,
how people at the local level will be able to reach out to the funding that are there, but
yes,
not there, you know?
Thank you, that's right, exactly.
Yeah.
To make it accessible,
yep,
for us to all act and protect Mother Earth.
Yeah, and link it to the right group of people to,
yes,
handle it.
Yes.
You know, because they know what needs to be done at the local level.
Of course, exactly.
Yeah.
So it is a team effort.
Yes.
And here we are at the beautiful forum of the 6th Pacific Urban Forum here in Fiji. I thank you very much for your time. Mazarina, thank you very
Most
much.
Welcome.
All the best to Dr. Emel.
Yes.
And we will be seeing each other very soon.
I hope so. I hope to see you in APUF 8
in Korea.
Korea.
Lovely. Thank you. You take care, my sister.
You too. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. A very deadly yarn there. Mazarina Abdul Khaled, Secretary General, IROF, and here at the 6th Pacific Urban Forum on National Talk Black with Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM. Too deadly, you mob.
I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
In the deep washes in the shallows. They don't wanna speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows. I
hear the shots. I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They wanna talk about how far we got,
it never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build off me, a parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission, force fed us bubbles. They put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their hands, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers and the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
I'm the product of resistance, I embody who survived. I'm the strength of that spirit, I'm the voice of who have died. So who the fuck are you to civilize? No, we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Get around the granite stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yes, huh? Yeah. Royalty nice in the house tonight.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one. Lost one, and you lost one. You lost one, you lost one. See, you're one in this game. Unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
When you play, yeah, when you play.
When you play, yeah, play. So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one.
Yes, time to confess. Reveal my deed on this earth with the short verse. Never holding back, no, I'm putting in work. Ha ha, home paydays, hitting crusted pieces. Trying to morph credit sales, doing promo features. So who exactly, claiming such a thing? Money don't make you happy. I'm stuck breaking bread for Uncle Sam on the daily. Trying to make dollars out of pennies. So hustle breaking the rules, either you win or you lose. I'd rather die like a man, rather to live like a fool. So I can't believe how much I gotta stress this. For those with their questions, 2020 current and forget this. Chain never came from the suits and the offense. Chains in the streets, so we're playing offense. Power to the people, that's what I wrote this.
If we losing, I might lose in the other sanctum. Try through the darkness and all that I find. Light twilight made by thought, get the vibe down. Soul sucker, drain clips, wings, silky nightgown. No more, spread those wings as I rise up. Way past the tether from the world that you live in. You're not completely stupid, why you think that I will give in? Never will I ever be severed up by my spirit. Rise from the depths of submission. Where whispers the screams fall on deaf ear visions. Flashbacks make believe false.
fragments. Drop it as it floats down the stream, so tragic I let go. But you won't leave, so I start pushing. With all of my heart, cause the art's cooking. Depart and vanish in that circular state that you taught me. To flee the clutches of a Dutch as he spoke in a story.
Don't tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You gotta have last one, at least last one. Last one, and your last one, your last one, your last one. See, you're one in this game, unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
When you play, yeah, when you play,
when you play, yeah.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You gotta have last one.
Another little rhyme to remind you, my dude. Spend a bit of time on the line. Use my truth, bringing it to life with the Thai crew. Nice producer who's ready with the right tunes. I choose to not end up in the news, doing the same thing like every other fool. Deluded in view, selling out to our rules. I handed it back, handling trash without abuse. So what if the DVDs don't get released? I'll find another beat and wind up on my feet to have another crack or smash another bat. Running the track till all my main ligaments are snapped. The real appreciate, a deeper concentrate. I never wanna be spitting it any other way. A serenade for the slumbering me, not troubling me. Can't smother the heat when doing it for the love of the beat, and that's D.O.C.
I'm walking on a wire, while you're ducking down ballistics. Soldiers on the front line fighting for resistance. It's hard to keep it real when the world's unrealistic. We all a bunch of misfits who are afraid to just risk it. Nobody gonna wait for the big debate. We speed it every minute like here today. Stay nice, M.I., you know who we are. Bet you turn your back on us like Syria. Why? Under the weight of a heavy cloud, pushing through the mist. Eyes on the prize, yo, I'm coming from the east. Jump to the rhythm, cause I got mad tricks, and I beat the beat up. Make your heart skip. Life is a bitch, but I really don't mind it. I hit it, then I run. Don't wanna be around it. Tell the girls whine it, yo, I tell the girls whine it. We jacking every track like Somalian pirates.
Don't tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You gotta have last one, at least last one.
Last one, and your last one, your last one, your last one.
See, you're one in this game, unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
When you play, yeah, when you play,
when you play, yeah.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have last one.
Tell me.
Hey, love, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from Fiji Islands for the 6th Pacific Urban Forum. I'm here catching up with Daily Mob across the South Pacific, around the world, virtually Korea, Torres Strait Islands, Aboriginal, of course, and look, having deadly yarns about planet Earth and protecting planet Earth and the people on planet Earth. So very, very important conversations to be had at the three-day conference. And look, I'm about to catch up a yarn with deadly sister Dr. Siobhan McDonald, lawyer, anthropologist, and she's a delegate here at the 6th Pacific Urban Forum. A very good morning, Dr. Siobhan. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks, Trevor. It's day 3 of the conference. I think, you know, energy flagging a little bit.
Yes, yes.
But we've all had, you know, we've had a bit of kava, we've had a little bit of dance.
A bit of kava and dance and shake booty.
Yeah, so, you know, we're getting into it.
In all aspects. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, is what we ask.
So I have Afro-Caribbean history on one side and European ancestry on the other side, and I live on Ngunnawal Ngambri land, so that's where I'm based. I've got a long history of working across Australia and spent a long time in the desert but also across the Pacific. Lived and worked in Vanuatu, but have worked in Fiji, PNG, Solomon Islands as well.
All right, fantastic. So a deadly resume, I would say. What's your thought of the Sixth Pacific Urban Forum, and how important is it in regard to discussions that we are having and that need to be had?
Yeah, I think these are really crucial discussions. So we're here with a lot of Pacific policymakers and a lot of representatives of governments, some ministers, a whole range of people here. And they're really here because these are really pressing issues in the lives of Pacific people. So from the experience out of my life earlier this year, the Vanuatu government asked me to go in just after they had been hit by two cyclones that happened in March this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only country in the Pacific that's had two cyclones within a 72-hour period.
Mm.
And they really wanted me to go in and look at these issues of relocation and resettlement, because they have many people, like in a whole range of other areas of the Pacific, they've got people living along flood-prone, cyclone-prone areas, mm. lots of precarious communities, lots of communities full of women and children, mm. old people, people with disabilities who are living in these flood-prone areas, areas that are subject to sea level rise, that into the future with climate change predictions will be underwater.
Mm.
So the Pacific is urban. The Pacific is subject to sea level rise. There are coral atolls everywhere. So everyone here is grappling with these issues and yes. wanting solutions into the future.
So do you feel that governments across the world are listening to our cry, our call out? Are they a bit slow on picking up what we're putting down, so to speak?
I mean, I think there's two issues. One is Pacific governments are facing these issues that we call, I do a lot of supporting of Pacific governments in the space of climate change negotiations at the international level and in the space of what we call loss and damages. So this is the loss and damages that Pacific people face that are beyond adaptation, so that they cannot adapt to.
Sure.
So this is material loss of buildings, loss of infrastructure, but also what we call non-economic loss and damage. So loss of life, loss of health, loss of culture, loss of livelihoods, loss of land and territories. And the reality is that Pacific people, like a lot of Aboriginal people in Australia, are facing these loss and damages now. So these are the issues for people in the Torres Strait. Mm. that the Torres Strait Islanders are wanting to take the Australian government to court over. Mm. Pacific governments don't have the money to deal with these issues now, and they do not have the money to deal with these issues into the future. They
sure.
do not have the scale of finance needed to deal with relocation and resettlement issues, for example.
Mm.
They do not have the scale of finance to deal with the health implications that they're facing now from, so after the cyclone, mosquito-borne illnesses, for example, or the mental health costs associated with being hit by cyclones year after year.
Yes.
I mean, these are real and immediate costs that Pacific populations are bearing now. I mean, for my family in Vanuatu, my adopted family, the costs of having to rebuild year after year, they've had five Category 5 cyclones in 7 years.
Yes.
I mean, the costs of that is immense.
Yes, yes.
Like, why are Pacific people facing those costs now? That is the cost of climate change impacts. That is the cost that Pacific people and climate vulnerable people are facing through no fault of their own, because rich countries are emitting carbon.
Sure.
And continuing to choose to put carbon emissions into our atmosphere. Who is the greatest carbon-emitting country in the world? One of them is Australia.
Sure, there
right?
it is, yep.
Continuing to make that choice.
Yes.
Along with America, along with Germany, along with Europe,
yep.
along with China exactly. and India. So let's talk about the geopolitics of these choices. Let's talk about who produces carbon. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about where the minerals are coming from.
Yep.
Let's get real about who's making these choices. Exactly. And let's get real about who bears the impacts of those choices.
Well, if you look at it in the future, if we're not careful, we're going to have loss of all islands in the South Pacific. And if you look at it, Shepparton, Taree, Mareeba in far north Queensland become the beach cities, the Esplanade, the waterfronts. If we're not careful, then Australia will act.
Australia itself is incredibly climate vulnerable. So what we're seeing now across Australia is we're seeing fire like never before.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is floods like never before. What we will see increasingly is drought like never before. And there's two parts to that story.
Mm-hmm.
One part is climate impact. The other part is the history of colonisation in Australia.
Yes.
And the fact that the environmental degradation attached to colonisation, the colonial impact on land, has been profound.
Yes.
So if you look, for example, at the 2019-2020 bushfires, what you see is the fact that the country has been devastated by colonial impact, and therefore fire has ripped through.
Mother Earth responding.
When country is not managed well, then the impact of climate change is so much more. So we have to start, and First Nations will tell you.
Got to be at the table, front and centre.
You got to manage country, right? And that's not just about fire, that's all the other elements of managing country, right? So across the globe, who manages country best? Indigenous people manage country best.
Yes.
And yet, they so rarely have a voice. Mm-hmm. So let's get real.
Mm.
Let's get real about using Indigenous knowledge systems.
Yes.
Let's get real about putting Indigenous knowledge systems front and foremost at the table. Let's not just have Western science constantly centred in the debate, right? This is what it will take.
Like, sure.
Genuinely, this is what it will take.
Sure, exactly.
And yet the conversation is so often reversed, right?
Exactly.
It's like a hierarchy in which Western science is at the top and Indigenous knowledge is an afterthought.
Thank you.
And it has
to be front and centre, hand in hand, if you look at it.
It's got to be reversed.
And if you look at governments, non-Indigenous people who mainly run government, if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your children or your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, because planet Earth will not be the same. That's what we're looking for, life on planet Mars. Let's look after planet Earth first, don't you think?
Yeah, but we've also got to, like, we've got to do land back properly. We've got to, so this is my work in the Pacific. My work in the Pacific is about actually doing land back, right? Actually, my work in Vanuatu has been about returning land to Indigenous control, right? It's been actually, that's what my work in Vanuatu has been. It's been about running land cases to return land to Indigenous people. It's been about rewriting land laws across the country to do better Indigenous land rights, right?
Yes.
And that's what I've been working on for, you know, for 15 years in the Pacific, but also in Australia before that.
So you called back to Vanuatu, Dr. Siobhan, to our deadly listeners just tuned in, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with Dr. Siobhan McDonald. We are here in Fiji Islands with the Six Pacific Urban Forum. So you're working for ANU, so you're based in Australia, but you said you got called back to Vanuatu. Was that a couple of years ago, or you're working in both areas?
No, so I basically spent my whole life working for Indigenous leadership in Australia and in the Pacific. So in the Pacific, I've worked for a whole range of Indigenous leaders. So I've worked in Vanuatu for mainly with Ralph Regan Vanu, who was the Minister of Lands, Minister of Climate Change. He's currently the Deputy Opposition Leader now. But I've also worked for the Fiji government. I've worked in the Solomon Islands for the Solomon Islands government. I work with the West Papuan Independence Movement as well. A range of different organisations and people.
And working in the same areas when you work with all the different governments, yes?
Yeah, so it's really about land rights, it's really about climate change, it's about centering Indigenous knowledge systems. That's what all the work is about. But I'm also a climate change negotiator for the Pacific. So I go to the UN climate change negotiations, and I negotiate for Pacific governments.
Okay.
Supporting.
How's
the Pacific
that conversation?
Leadership.
Are they open?
Well, it's never a level playing field.
Sure.
It can be really hard. Mm. The Pacific leadership works really hard in those spaces.
Yeah.
And for 31 years, the Pacific has been asking for loss and damage finance.
Yep.
Really to address all of these issues of loss and damage.
Sure.
We've been...
Money's the tool. We need the money.
We've been talking about. Well, money is necessary to start addressing some of these issues around loss and damage. And...
hasn't been forthcoming.
Well, in...
Drips and drabs.
In 2020, when I went over as Fiji, we launched the Loss and Damage Finance Facility internationally, and that was supported by Tuvalu and Fiji, and Tuvalu launched that globally.
Mm.
It was supported by the Global South, and now we are in negotiations for a loss and damage finance facility for $100 billion annually for loss and damage finance.
Whoa.
So we are hoping...
That's looking promising?
We're hoping to settle those negotiations this year.
Okay.
In the negotiations...
And there's still pittance, isn't it?
At the UAE. I don't know. Let's see.
Mm.
Let's see how that goes. It's too early to tell how that's going to resolve.
Okay. Beautiful conversation. Dr. Siobhan, thank you very much for your time, my sister. Keep doing you. Love who you are and the space that you're working, trying. Enjoy the journey, but also look after you.
Thank you.
What do you do in private time for Dr. Siobhan? What's your hobby? What do you do to relax yourself?
I love being in the bush.
Good.
I live maybe 50 metres from... I mean, this is what's really beautiful about Canberra, is that, people call it the bush capital, but that's the secret.
Yeah, beautiful.
I shouldn't really tell it on the national radio, but...
It's out there now, sister.
I have this amazing... I get up every morning, I go and walk through that bush, and it's just the greatest thing,
beautiful.
And I've got...
That's a massage of your mind and your heart and your spirit as well, my sister, for the work that you're doing.
It's just the most beautiful thing. It's really, every day it restores me.
Yeah, good.
I've got a beautiful family.
Lovely. Thank you. Support there. Yes. Yes, which was the next question.
And they
just
not interested in anything I do, basically,
but that's okay.
In that hilarious way.
But they give you a little tickle and jab.
Oh, they
and
just
and a hug.
Talk to me endlessly about football.
Yeah.
In the usual way. And completely uninterested in any of my work.
Well, I'm hanging on every word. I thank you very much for your time, my sister. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, sis.
Thank you. Thanks, Trevor.
To a beautiful yarn there with Dr. Siobhan McDonald, lawyer, anthropologist, and she's here at the 6th Pacific Urban Forum here in Fiji. And like I said, it's a great forum, great conversations, and catch up with deadly people, and Dr. Siobhan, one of them. So it is great to see. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. Got a mountain to climb, Mount Everest. By miles to try, by yard, baby it's too hard, but inch by inch, it's a cinch, and we need to get it together. Stay tuned, you mob. National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM, via NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
situation is the bottom line between illusion and reality. We have always thought of making things right, right from the beginning. It's a big proposition from the young or of this earth. How about you?
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
competition. If you wanna come raid, yeah, we listen. 4871, we be on a mission. And if you're not there, then you be missing. We be raging all night long, every day till the break of dawn. So come along and take the floor, cause we can rock it out to our favorite song.
Come on, show me what you really got. Come on, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really got. Come on, show me what you really got. Come on, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really got. 4871, show me what you really got.
Sweet Jerry Bay.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from Fiji Islands. I'm here at the 6th Pacific Urban Forum, talking about Mother Earth and supporting Mother Earth in regard to the world that we live in. Global climate is real, and that's what the conference is all about. With that, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn with beautiful PNG sister, Betty Alupian, geologist. She's with K92 Mining Limited up in Papua New Guinea, but here at the conference. A very good morning, Betty. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob or where you're from?
I'm Betty Alupian, and I'm from Papua New Guinea. I work for, like Trevor said, I work for a mining company. It's up in the mountains, but I live in Port Moresby. And I mingle around with people in Australia, especially Europe, Australia. And that's how I got to be here. And we'll probably discuss further a bit later on, but I'm currently the president for Europe Pacific Island, right? Yeah, so.
How important, my sister, is this conference for the South Pacific Islands?
This is a very important.
Well, I even think of my people up in the Torres Straits, Arab Nunley Island man on my mum's side. The sea is rising.
Yes.
So we need to have governments across the globe,
yes,
to focus definitely in on this space. Yes,
definitely. This forum is very important because we all the island nations, we need to get it together, plan together, share ideas. Because this is one avenue where we all get together. Collective, we talk about collective actions. So this is where we discuss and try find ways to tackle the challenges that we're all facing. We're the most vulnerable in terms of climate change.
Mm. And we've been trying to get the attention of the governments, but they're not really taking us seriously, are they?
No. They're not. They're always slow, so we have to find other means of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do this somehow.
Yes, somehow, exactly, yep. Exactly. So the 6th Pacific Urban Forum is here in Fiji. They've got the next one in Korea. And when I say next one, we've got to keep meeting and keep the conversations, yes, rolling get the attention of the governments, and they need to hone in on the space. Betty, I always say that they're looking for life on, yeah, planet Mars. Yeah. They need to look after this planet first, don't you think?
Yeah, right, Trevor.
Mm.
Yeah, very right.
And so you're a geologist. Does that profession come into this space?
I am a geologist, but I actually worked for the government for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for the Department for Community Development in Papua New Guinea, so that's how I got to I work with the communities and
yes.
all that. And now I worked with Dr. Jane Stanley.
Yes, who heads up EROF, which is Eastern Asian organization, planning and human settlements.
Yes, yes.
And what this forum's all about,
yeah.
regarding looking after our lands, our islands, our people.
Yeah.
And a very important space.
Yeah. And she was engaged with a project in Papua New Guinea in 2018. She did, she conducted the audit of the informal economy in Papua New Guinea. That was the first audit conducted, I think the first in the world as well.
And how long ago was that?
2018. Yeah.
And that's sad, that's 21st century, there was an audit done over a country. For never ever happened before.
No, that's sad.
That shows that we are dropping the ball, most governments, in all areas of life.
Yeah.
Mm. And she's, we talk about Dr. Jane Stanley, she's really proactive. She's passionate about Mother Earth and about human life, isn't she?
And she had a session yesterday.
Yes.
At this forum.
Yes.
I co-facilitated
that
session with her.
And let's quickly talk about that topic, because we talked about informal businesses. When you look at the beautiful country of Papua New Guinea and all the entrepreneurs, you could say, on the side of the roads, selling their produce, whether it be betel nut or clothing or jewellery or tucka for food.
Yeah.
That's informal business, isn't it?
That's informal business.
Yeah.
I would say Papua New Guinea... Informal economy is the backbone of Papua New Guinea.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Because why I say that
yes.
is because about 80% of the population rely on informal economy.
Yeah.
Only a 20% is
formal.
Formal.
Formal, exactly.
And even those in the formal rely on informal
economy. Yes.
They
informal is the backbone, as you said, the bread and butter of Papua New Guinea.
That's the one that provides bread and butter on the table for people.
Yeah, for people, exactly.
Yeah.
Does that space, how is it all going to do? Those people pay taxes or?
There's a lot of talk about that. They seem to think they don't pay tax, but they pay tax all the time.
Yes.
They're using the public transport.
Yes, they do. Yes, thank you.
To
other means.
Get their goods. To the market
yes.
or to this marketing place.
Marketing place, that's right,
and
yes.
And when they get the money,
yes.
they go to the shops to purchase their
goods
also
and
items.
And there's taxes there?
And
so they do their bit.
They pay a lot
They
of
contribute
tax
to the country.
Yeah, they do contribute.
Yeah, yes, fantastic. And looking at the business operating, informal and formal, which makes the country... operate.
Yeah.
So it's a three-prong spear, you could say.
Yeah. And during the audit,
yes,
we found out, that's one of the findings, we found out that about a 12 billion Papua New Guinea kina is circulating in that space.
In that space, informal business.
Informal business.
12 billion.
12 billion. Unbanked.
Yeah, unbanked. Yeah, sure. Thank you. So that just shows that is an industry in itself.
Yeah.
And that 12 billion, it does support the country.
It does.
It does. Even though the
you can't
taxes,
deny that.
You
it
can't
does.
Deny that. That's right, exactly. Even though it's not going into the tax man's pocket or till, so to speak, it is still keeping the country moving.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and that's usually done by small families. And all families, all people in the families are operating at that informal business outside
Everybody.
Their front door.
Yeah. The men, women, children.
Yeah. Yes.
About a decade or 20 years ago,
yes.
less men were involved in informal economy.
Yes.
And now more men are involved. They've realized how the children and women are making money.
Yes.
And how important it is.
Yeah,
so
true.
They now more men are involved in informal
more men
economy.
Involved, yes. Yeah. Thank you. So, hats off to our beautiful women who are strong across the globe. They are their job is never done as a mother, but they are true business people as well.
Yeah.
So look, too deadly, my sister. Thank you very much for the yarn. Betty Alupian, geologist from K92 Mining. Thank you, sister. And you're here at the 6th Pacific Urban Forum here in Fiji. Are you enjoying the conference?
I am very much.
Yes. There's some good conversations, some powerful conversations.
Yes. And I'm actually trying to find members for Pacific Island.
Yes.
We just formally established it just a day ago.
Well, an application to become a member?
Yes.
Yes. Is there a fee for that?
We'll have to set it up later.
Set it up later. Yeah. Okay, very good. Getting the ball rolling.
Yeah.
We need more members on board.
Yes.
And they could be members from anywhere on the globe.
From Torres Strait Islanders. You're most welcome.
Yes, please.
From Pacific Island.
My sister, thank you very much for the yarn. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you. A beautiful yarn there with Betty Alupian, PNG sister, geologist with K92 Mining, but also wearing a hat here as a delegate for the 6th Pacific Urban Forum here in Fiji. Great talking to her. And you, Daily Mob, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, BBM 98.7 FM. Too deadly.